Shop Talk. It's me again. Same guy I was last week. Boy Larren. Here kicking in with my guys. Gonna give y'all a little update on some of these decisions, some of the upcoming decisions. You can smell fall ball in the air, man. It's almost that time. Almost time to kick Gator ass. Here with me as usual, main man, Turnpike Music. Please, if you will, say the Turnpike.
Please hit a turnpike. Meezy, what to do. Definitely football season, Larren. You can smell it in the air, man. Training camp starts this week, I think, too, don't it?
Yeah, I think training camp. Gotta be around this time. Yeah, it has to be. Has to kind of coincide.
Larren got the Green Bay Packers shirt on.
Training camp started.
Green Day.
Yeah, I seen that shit. I know.
Dookie, one of the greatest albums.
Nigga, they'll switch up.
You crazy. Green Day. I hate Green Bay. That's my favorite. People always ask me, like, who your favorite team to beat is Green Bay Packers.
That's a all great game all the time. Every time
I love beating the Packers. Yeah. My favorite team to beat. And this year, look at the playoffs. They made that shit scary. How the hell they got another quarterback, bro?
They took it to the
like,
last
Jordan time. Love, real.
He showed everybody against y'all he was real. That's when I found out.
Yeah, he real. Bro, yeah, real.
Yeah, he real. But we got a real field general X in the building, man. What did you all at the people?
Yo, what's good? We back in the building. What's good, man? Y'all people feeling today?
Everything's love, man. We had a couple of decisions and whatnot just went down.
They just said Georgia high school athletes can no longer earn money from NIL collectives.
Man, come on, Georgia. What y'all doing? Man, make me shame. Nah, you good.
No breaking news.
Put shame on me, man. Why y'all messing with them term money? Let kids get paid. What kind of hating ass shit is that? Hey, man, y'all can't get no paper. What kind of shit is that? It is. Ain't nothing but hating. But, you know, we slow with so much shit in Georgia, it don't shock me, bro. Like, a lot of people don't know, we actually got medical marijuana, and we been had medical marijuana, but we don't have dispensaries. You can't have no fun with the weed in Georgia. You can get
Georgia, one of them old good old Southern states.
Yeah, like, it take us a minute, dog. It take us a minute to come around. That's why I'm happy to be in Florida.
Atlanta. It's more to Georgia than Atlanta. I tell you
that. Yeah, believe that. Yeah, I'm happy to be a Floridian. I've been had roots down here in Orlando, anyways. So I've been back and forth down this way all the time. And Georgia, I don't think me and you we gonna go together no more ever. I just can't see it really. I think I found my home, and you know, I see you when I see you. I come visit. Tell the kids I say what's up. Anyways, let's get into it, man. Let's run down a little bit of what went down. So if we ain't gonna bury the lead, get right to it. DJ Pickett, 5-star cornerback. Shook up the college football world, really.
Yeah, definitely. Safety. He's a 5-star safety. I don't know why everybody keep thinking he playing corner in college. He's not.
That's what I've been wondering too. Now, when you tell me safety, I feel better for his future. Cause I'm like, I don't know, bro. At the next level, you gonna still have that kind of, you know what I mean? Flip and. No, he had to keep up with guys out there. Yeah, it's a little bit much at 6'5". But
like, I wasn't a knock kid. Nickel, but not no outside corner, like nickel at times or something.
Yeah, so kind of shook things up. And he had us up there with Oregon and LSU. And LSU was the pick. And nobody knew it except LSU, I think.
Yeah.
Shout out to Corey Raymond. Still got a little gas in the tank. You know, he sold him at DBU, which is a good pick from LSU. I can't be mad at that. You know, so and that's kind of
my dad about that, Larren. You can't get me mad. He going to LSU. I mean, shit.
Nah,
that's what they do. That's what they do out there in Baton Rouge.
You can't be mad. Yeah,
got and DBs.
Yeah, you know, we got Eric Reed play with my Niners. He was damn good safety damn for us, good. Came out of there. So, they, you know, I couldn't knock it once we just heard that they was in it. I guess it was the back doors on that one. You know what I mean? Like, so it was just nobody in the college football world expected. I mean, you think about it. Fong dropped Oregon. It's his prediction. But his confidence wasn't even that high, I believe.
He was like a 30 or something.
Yeah, so.
But he thought it was going, the other 70, he thought it was Oregon or Miami, basically. Nobody was thinking no LSU, no nothing. That had to be the 24-hour thing or last day thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, anybody knew LSU was going to be the pick until, like, maybe the day of, probably, like, around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a 24-hour thing because he committed at 7.
He committed at 7, and then, you know, around 4 o'clock, he's not telling Miami or he's not telling Oregon anything. So, it's like, it's up in the air, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just he's talking to some school. He's talking to some school, and guess what? It just happened to be LSU. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a shocker. You know, that was one of my predictions. I've been predicting him to be a Hurricane. It's possible that he could still end up being a Hurricane. So let's see how the season goes. But shouts out to the homie Corey Raymond. He did a damn good job. You know, recruiting him.
And you always fuck with Corey Raymond, man, too. So like it was a little less thing. I'm like, all right, Corey, like you got your boy, you know what I'm saying? I always fuck with Corey. He a legend to me.
Screaming for Corey Raymond to be our defensive back coach for years. You know what I'm saying? So hey, it is what it is.
He made a business decision. Me personally, I still don't think it's over. You know, I think we can continue to work that commitment and that recruitment all the way to the wire. He may come and, you know, get to a point where they really kind of get the message. But, you know, we got family ties as well. So that's always a nice, nice entry point there. So I got a feeling, man, if we do well, I think you can revisit that whole situation. And we may surprise some people, and he might swing them back. Obviously, I don't know nothing because hell, none of us knew that shit was gonna go that way. It did. That's just my gut feeling. I think that could swing around back in our favor. Which brings us to the next commitment, which was Jabari Antoine, who did select UM over LSU. So it was kind of a trade-off. We took a Louisiana kid. They took a Florida kid. And, you know, it's funny because buddy of mine was like, well, what if y'all just trade back? I was like, well, this shit, it is what it is. I mean,
I'll be cool with that, too.
I'm cool with it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather keep both. But if you told me, you know, we had to do a trade back, I'd be like, that's cool. You can stay home, and we could keep one back in state. But,
He did get a go, right? Or South Florida Express?
Raw.
No. Yeah. Play for SFE, South Florida Express.
Okay.
Who? Antoine.
Jabari Antoine. South Florida Express.
Oh, okay. My bad. I had that one mixed up. Yeah. So, run the stats for me, I know you got him pulled.
Yeah, he 137 in the country, number three player in Louisiana. He missed 7 or 12 games last year. So his
broken collarbone.
Right, but he had 32 tackles, 11 pass breakup, 5 picks, which is a lot playing in five games. And then also was productive on offense being quarterback. So he's an athlete, obviously. You know, you playing quarterback on full time on the opposite side. Both ways, you're an athlete. So this is a great game. He's fast, too. Real good cover skills. I kind of think he might rise up in the rankings too, but that's neither here nor there. It really don't matter. We got a good. Actually, this is the highest rated corner we've had committed since Tracy Howard, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, you might can fact check that. I'm thinking it's.
You got to add the guy we didn't land, Kamani, until he flipped, right?
You're right.
At this point, the second highest we had committed in about 10 years, which is crazy, I think. But that's a crazy stat right there. Kind of nasty work.
I mean, it's probably been our most glaring weakness, I would say, as far as recruiting going. And
for years now, yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
We always say we need that top corner, and we never get it.
Yeah, and it never go. Like, we was in there with what's his name? Hendo. Was it?
Yeah.
Chris Henderson, whatever. We was in that one. Got the commitment. End up flipping. Turned out to be a great player. You know, end up going to Florida. Played a lot early, and he was out of there early at first round. End up going to the Jags. I think he with Carolina now, I believe.
Yeah, he got traded. But, yeah, we could never find that top corner, man.
Right. We always right in the grass, right there within, you know, the cusp of bringing them in. And then something just, you know, it just doesn't happen. But right now, I think we got a damn solid class at corner.
Yeah, we do.
As of today.
Him. Yeah. I don't know if Tim Merritt, we got him. We got Chris Ewald. We got Tim Merritt. A lot of people forget about him. This corner from Alabama. I don't know if he stays committed or not. He's so busy in, like, Tennessee, them and the likes. And then, yeah, we still have to Ben Hanks. So, well, we got two corners committed or three? Three.
Got Chris Ewald.
Three corners, two safeties.
Barry Antoine. You got Timothy Merritt.
Right.
And then, you know, Mari Wallace can play corner or he can play safety. So.
Yeah. So.
So you got five DBs as of now.
As of now, yeah.
Could possibly still end up getting two more, which would make seven, or three more, which would make eight. So.
Yeah. Good pickup here. And it's going to help, you know, obviously solidify the back end. And it's crucial in this class. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We got to.
Sure.
But I believe in what the staff's been doing so far. Whatever they focused on so far has come to fruition. So, you know, we saw with the O-line, then the D-line.
Now it's deep.
And then now, yeah, getting into the secondary more. They did a great job also in the earlier cycles, concentrating on linebackers as well.
Now I was just about to say linebacker, yeah.
Yeah, our linebacker room looks completely different than it has in recent years as well. It looks more like, you know, your modern-day powerhouse football.
It's a whole 180, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We was running with a few too many. You know, you can run with some six-footers, 5'11 guys, but not your whole room, you know, and that was essentially our room. So now we look the part way more now as a modern-day linebacker than we had in quite some time.
The whole game, too.
Yeah, you got your three down linebackers. So, you know, that all that stuff's coming around and looking better. That's another reason why I have a decent amount of faith that we got an opportunity to get back in on the picket situation. How y'all think, just real quick, just I didn't even think about this until just now. How y'all think LSU season play out?
They got a new quarterback coming in. They lost Malik Nabers. I don't know, to be honest, man. I don't know. They got to get that defense. So
they end up getting Blake Baker. And he's a good, pretty good defensive coordinator as we
from Missouri. That. From Missouri, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean,
do that shit with us.
It's crazy how much he getting paid, Larian.
I'm happy for bro.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have been, like, let's be honest, right? He did get, like, just trashed by that North Carolina game. But, again, it kind of goes back to what I was talking about before. It ain't necessarily about what you did one time. It's about what you did consistently.
Yeah, but
he was a pretty good DC.
He was still running basically Diaz.
Exactly. I
mean, that shit ain't happened to him since he left. So, shit.
He's doing something a little better.
The only thing I'm real pissed off at him about was when he told us that South Florida don't got linebackers. I was like, nigga, what? Like, we don't got
you meant linebackers. You to say ones that want to come to Miami. Just say that.
I mean, well, he said that because I was like, nigga, South Florida? Like, we got linebackers.
Let's see.
Any of them.
All right, hold on. I got their schedule real quick. We just do a quick little run through. So they probably going to have a pretty decent season. They start off with USC at USC. Unless that's a neutral, but it's listed as USC at home. Neutral.
They'll probably win that.
It might be a home and home, though, actually. That's a good home and home, actually. And then you got they got Nichols after that. Then they go on the road to play South Carolina. I got to like them there. Then they back home playing UCLA. Oddly enough, they're playing both of the LA schools. You got to like them there. Then they got South Alabama. That's a dub. Then you got Ole Miss at home, though. So that one could be a scrappy game.
That would be a dog fight.
And what last year that game was what? That shit was like what 60 something to 50
yeah.
something?
Yeah. Exactly. Then they follow that up with they go on the road, play Arkansas. Depending on what Arkansas we get this year, I wouldn't necessarily put a lot of stock in that. That is a rivalry game, though, but I still think LSU take that one. Then they go on the road and play A&M. New coach. I ain't sure about their quarterback situation there.
No, they got Connor Wake, man.
They got to get that. They got a culture issue. He ran to the same thing. The new coach, which I think he can get it, Elko can get it turned around. It's like the same thing Mario ran into. Jimbo had horrible culture. I used to always say that about him. I was like, bro.
He had that at Florida State.
It was terrible at Florida State.
It was terrible, yeah.
They was just talented, but he didn't really have a great reign over his program. And then
that
they
roster was in some bad shape too, but they had a lot of transfers, half of them signees didn't even really.
Right. Yeah. A&M had all that talent. It ain't paying out, but LSU gonna win that one. Then they host Alabama. I gotta go Bama.
Yeah.
I gotta go Bama right now. Then you got LSU going to Florida. They're gonna win that one. They host Vanderbilt. That's another W. And then why the hell are they playing? Oh, that's right, Oklahoma. I was like, why the fuck they playing Oklahoma to end the season now? Yeah,
that's
like,
the last game.
Last game is Oklahoma, but they at home.
That's a big last game for both of them schools.
True indeed. But I think at worst, when that quick skim through, I kind of got them at 8-4 at worst.
That's not a bad schedule. Yeah,
it's not a bad year. Yeah.
USC ain't what they supposed to be right now. UCLA.
Yeah, I got them winning both of those.
That's a two big out of conference games. Yeah, that's not bad schedule favorable for them.
They gonna have I think they probably 8-4 at worst. It may pull off an upset or two. So, I don't know. I just thought about that because I was like, how will our schedule match up against LSU and, who will probably have. But an 8-4 LSU and some of these big games they're playing is going to look better than our schedule regardless. It's just right. What it is, being honest. And I know his pop said that. I saw a video where Pickett's pop said he really just want to play in big games. And I'm like, shit.
I saw that, yeah.
I'm like, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. ACC ain't getting it done right now when it comes to big games. We just don't have enough teams holding it down like that. But I don't know. Might stay over there then. Yeah, well. Anyways, so yeah, we secured Antoine. Then after that, you had the Jarquez Carter commitment. I think we was on the table. It was that just us and Ohio State with that one?
Yeah, it was us and Ohio State and Florida State, I think.
Penn State, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He opted to go with the guys in silver way out there in Columbus. Now, he's what? You say he's the fourth D-tackle in that class for them now?
Yeah, he's the fourth D-tackle in that class, interior guy. So,
yeah. They're just trying to get some get back. I'm calling like I see it. I think it's going to be some get back. Quote Larry right now, it's going to be some get back for us getting them, like Fletcher. And then they're going to push bro out the class.
Fletcher and Lyles.
Yeah, and Lyles. Yeah, that's right. Back to back. We took their running back from them.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a little angry. I think they're going to end up pushing a little bro out the class.
Forget about Justin.
Let's find them home.
Don't forget about Justin Scott.
Justin Scott.
Oh, yeah, damn. Oh yeah, we putting foot ass. So it helps bolster my theory. I'm saying he don't end up a Buckeye at the end of this cycle. Best of luck. And then you had Vernell Brown III chose UF as expected. I think we was up there. It was us, FSU, Florida, and
Ohio State.
Yep. He stuck with home team, family ties, and all that. So he's another one, though. I think theory, obviously, everybody knew he was going to UF. He's a legacy kid, right? So there was no question about that. But then at the same time, sometimes that shit just don't play out like that. Like, you can't keep making me live your dream, bro. Like, you went there, y'all did y'all thing, you achieved what you want to. I say this with no bias. I think it's going to be a shit show in Florida. I think it's going to be a real rough season. And I just think he's going to be back on the market. Not saying he necessarily coming to Miami. Just don't think he ends up in Florida either. I think he kind of did this to appease the family. But then football about to get played.
It's too much of a risk, man.
I think so, too. I think it's too much volatility at Florida right now. I don't think you're going to have Napier there. And there's people saying that if Napier leaves, it's a great chance you lose Lagway. So that adds to another, you know, level of uncertainty. I don't think they're going to have a good year. I don't even necessarily think firing Napier is the move, unless there's a guy out there that you really, you know, feel great about bringing in. And maybe that's in mind with them. But I don't think Billy Napier finishes the year head coach in Florida. I think at some point, maybe after game 7 or 8, they'll go interim route and they'll be looking for their next coach again. So, yeah, that was we can go ahead with Carter. I'll call it 1 for 3. I'm not gonna really count Brown.
Yeah, 1 for 3, 1 for 3. You know, it's funny because, you know, we thought we was gonna be 3 for 3 again, you know what I'm saying? But we didn't have the weekend we thought we was gonna have with a week, you know, but it's all good, man. We still the
That's
top
recruiting, man. That's fucking recruiting. That's how that shit goes.
Still the top in recruiting class, and then, you know, August gonna have some more kids to commit. Yeah, I know you about to run down the list of guys who are going to commit in August. So.
Yeah, so we got barbecue coming up this Saturday, which, I mean, essentially you're just going to have the class commitments, including our class of 2026 quarterback. Hank's not going to make it. Say he heading to Florida, I believe. So we'll get into that in just a second. But essentially, this is a new thing Mario's been doing since he's been there. Kids come to the crib, have a little throwdown barbecue. Usually the commitments and, some targets come through. So, and then you start focusing on some of your 26 guys too. So you got to work this cycle so much faster now because of the new signing day stuff. Everything's got moved up faster, so your calendar is shorter than it used to be. So working the class is – you got to get way out ahead of it and feel a lot better.
Darion, they bumping it up. I think starting after this December or something, they bumping it up again next year.
Right.
So everything just keeps getting accelerated.
Exactly. Like it's ramping up.
So the barbecue basically would have been – last weekend, how they gonna do the whole news? Everything's just college football is different now, man.
Yes, it's fast, man. And then keep in mind too, you be running right into fall camp. It should be starting around August 2nd. So we almost at football time, man. It's a fast calendar, and but luckily we got a guy that understands the importance of recruiting and how to attack this stuff and how to get ahead of it. So that's a part of this whole, barbecue situation anyways. But we figure we're just going to give y'all a little bit temperature check on some of the guys that we got coming up with August commitments. So we're just going to run down the name of them. We got five big targets. Ain't no way to downplay any of them. But five big targets we all in on that is supposed to be announcing next month. Maybe they change their mind, but as of now, we're just going to kind of run through them and see how we all as a collective feel. So that's not in necessarily order of who's committing. I'll start with Hank since I brought his name up first. And he's not coming to the barbecue, supposed to be heading down to Florida. I think for a while it's been, we in the fight, but it was Florida's been the expectation kind of from the get-go. Staff were high on him, to my understanding. I think Florida need to look, too, and try to get something going right. I think he probably commits to Florida next month.
I think he does, too.
I don't know, man. I mean, to be honest, yeah, dad wants him in Florida, you know what I'm saying? But I think the kid does love Miami a lot.
You think the Miami Florida resort gonna have anything, gonna hinder anything? Does he commit before or after that game?
Before that game.
It'll be before, yeah.
Okay.
I won't say that has no effect on him. Maybe the season does, because if he does commit to Florida, Florida shit in the bed, then yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But not that single game. We gonna win that game, so if anything, yeah, maybe it encourages them to, you know, come and join the good guys. But yes, I can't even say if we lose, because we're not gonna lose that game. So
yeah, and then like if it was no fucking way. on that game, then he will wait till September 1st to commit. You know what I'm saying?
Might as well, yeah, exactly. Might as well just wait another week or so. So where you think it's at?
My first gut feeling is Miami, because the way he likes Miami, he really likes Miami a lot. But so yeah, my gut feeling right now is I'm gonna stick with Miami. But you know, Dad is pushing for legacy. So
that's the only connection he has to Florida is his dad.
Yeah, you know, Dad played there. Dad was a linebacker. Man, he was a linebacker in, 94, 95, something like that.
I don't be knowing none of them Gators, man. I ain't going to lie to you. If they wasn't like that guy, then I'd be like, who? Oh, yeah, such and such, Johnson. Okay. Sorry, I don't keep up with y'all like that. I'll be honest with y'all, I don't know. Yeah, you got to be like, and usually, when I say that guy, you are like, oh, he was this and this and this. Well, no, I mean like in the NFL. Then I know, oh, he went to Florida. Like, if he's cold in the NFL, then I'll understand that.
It would be quick to bring up Psychiatric Phase in or something. Yeah, that's not who we talking about.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know these guys. I mean, congratulations. I'm glad they Florida Legends. Cool. I'm just telling you, I don't follow y'all shit like that. I don't know this guy. Not trying to be funny. The hell I look like worrying about your roster for? We don't even play each other. And what you got on your roster ain't got nothing to do with mine. What you eat don't make me shit. So I really don't be paying them guys no attention like that until they get to the NFL and they do their intro and they say University of Florida. I'd be like, oh, okay, bro, nice. So however good his pops was or wasn't means nothing to me because I don't know who Ben Hanks Sr. is, to be honest with you. All right, well, move to the next one. We'll see. So that's me and me is going UF. X is going UM. I like the kid, multi-sport athlete. That's always huge for me. That puts you at the top of the list every time with me when you're multi-sport athlete. So, all right. Then we got kid from further out, well, Midwest, not out west, really, all the way. Yose Epinesa. Everybody's familiar with him. He's top. Shit, he's top 50, top 30, maybe even.
Yeah, I think he like top 35, top 40. Yeah,
yeah, he's up in there, right?
Depending on what you look at,
right? His brother obviously played for the Bills. He played at Iowa, and I think they had some other family members play.
I think in Iowa as well. Something like that.
His brother played. I think he's. Yeah, no, his brother played at Iowa. So yeah.
Yeah, and then he's with the Bills now, but
I think he had a granddad at Iowa.
Yeah, like an uncle too. Like they got quite a bit of history at Iowa. So Iowa's obviously a big player in that one. The other school that I'm hearing is probably a pretty big player in this recruitment is Utah. They usually do pretty fairly well with the Samoan community. So, you know, they usually have a pretty their roster usually decorated with a bunch of last names I can't say too well. I started practicing this stuff once I started doing these shows. Usually I just look at them. Between them, the Samoan last names and them like those Nigerian last names, I just be like, yeah, number 78. Because it turned into a tongue twister.
Nigerian last name, be whooping my ass, boy.
Boy, look at that. But that's what you want on your roster. That's how you know you're getting somewhere. But yeah, so that's kind of the main competition, to my understanding, at this point. I actually kind of like Miami here.
I like Miami too.
I think he might want to switch it up, try something a little different. You know, he's been around, especially for a guy that's not on this side of the map. He's been around and being participating. I wish I knew if he was coming to the barbecue. That'd be huge. I doubt it, but it'd be cool as hell if he did.
I just question real quick. Speaking of him, how y'all think Mario's getting like the top? This is like would be the second cycle in a row. He's getting like the top players out of the Midwest or like that area from Lightfoot to Justin Scott.
Mario said he's going to make it his. He's gonna make it, you know, his due diligence to get the Midwest players because, you know, we kind of forget about them. You know, we let them go to everywhere else when we can come get them. You know, a lot of them want to come down here and be in the sun.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, he said he was going to go national. And then when you're talking about Justin Scott and Lightfoot, you're talking Chicago kids. So you're not talking in some of the more rural areas out of the Midwest. So that's something, you know, to keep in mind when – a lot of these kids, the adjustment from going from like a major city or right outside of a major city to going to some of these more rural areas, it just depends on their personality, obviously. They may just dig the Miami scene a little more. And you got to remember, you know, they try to kind of overplay it, you know, especially when they negative recruit. A lot of times they'll try to act like the University of Miami is on South Beach. It's tucked away in Coral Gables. You just have access to these things with a lot greater ease. So you can still get a college feel, but also have the comforts of, you know, some of the things you may be accustomed to growing up in a bigger city. So, yeah, I think he focused and, you know, went to the right city. Chicago was good to us last year. Real good. Very, very, very good now that I think about it. Got 2 5 stars. Rubby
Nose. Yeah, those were the top two players in Illinois last year.
Gotta love it. So, I'm voting Miami. Neither you voting Miami.
Yeah, and I'm like, Miami here, Miami here.
All right, we're going 3-0 that one. This is going to be fun to revisit. All right, so we got 3-1 of that one. Got 1-2 on Hanks. All right. Jamie French. I'm hearing he loved Miami. All right, but Texas has been looming a lot lately. Is Ohio State still in that one?
Nah, I think it's a Texas and Miami thing. Texas Miami battle.
And Bama too, I thought.
Bama's still hanging around. You think it's down to us too? All right, well, that made me feel better then. So if we're going with X, Jamie French, 5-star wide receiver, you know, can't have enough of those. So we're trying to continue to stack talent on the roster. I'm gonna go Miami.
Yeah, I'm riding with Miami. I'm riding with Miami now. Now, especially because I think Texas is about to get another kid, the Lockett kid. So I'm gonna ride with French coming to Miami.
Wee. Pause.
I'm gonna go ahead and ride with. It's like 55% favoring Miami for him. I don't wanna just put Texas out like.
Nah, hell nah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, because you got Sark there, you know he's going to air it out. You know, you got the quarterback line.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, you got Manning kid. Has he done anything yet, though?
Not at all, no.
Not everybody keep talking about that shit. He ain't done nothing yet.
I'm thinking, like, these boys in high school, it's just what they're hearing and shit.
You know? Oh, yeah, for sure. No. I'll give you some.
I'm going to go with Miami, but I'm not. I'm 50-50 with that one. I ain't going to hold you.
So we're gonna put 2.5 since you toting the fence.
I'll be like Will Farmer. His level is 30%.
Don't say shit then. 30%. You scaring the fan base, man. Kids can't sleep at night with that shit. All right. We got two left. Bryce Fitzgerald, safety. Now that one is what? That's us, UF. Hold on, I think you muted. Say that again.
That's us, Florida State. Florida, a little bit, but yeah, it's going to be an in-state school, one of those three. Mainly Florida State and Miami. If Miami wants him hard enough, he's in Miami.
We got Drake Stubbs. Yeah,
I'm going Florida State on that one.
I was about to say, I think I'm gonna go Florida State on that one. I think I'm gonna go Florida State. But not I'm not because it's kind of more like what X saying, like how much pressure are we gonna apply, especially with getting Stubbs in this class? I don't know if it stays, you know, I don't know if it, the pressure's still up, if they still want them just like that. So, I'm going to go for FSU today. Who you got, X?
Yeah. It's going to be FSU mostly. Like I said, if Miami wants them enough, then they
can turn the heat up, you think. We might be able to turn that back around if the staff decide they want to turn the heat up on that. I feel you. All right. Last one, and we're going to get up out of here. Byron Lewis, running back out of American Heritage.
Man, I'm going to go first on that one. I don't know. I'm
going to say Florida State because I don't think Miami pushing like that.
Like, you think it's Florida State. I don't know, man. His recruitment is kind of really, really, like, silent. Like,
I heard it's real NIL-based, his recruitment.
Nobody's really giving any type of information. Like, I don't, you know, everybody thinking it's State because he was coach, you know what I'm saying? But that's about it. Like, but
we've been doing all right at Heritage lately too, though. So yeah. I wouldn't just write us off, out of Heritage right now. I'm kind of with you. I haven't heard a lot with him. I only heard Florida State and for the same reason you said.
I hear Wisconsin with him too. He liked Wisconsin a lot.
Well, they got a tradition.
Yeah,
they got a tradition at running back.
He visited LSU this summer. I think he visited Ohio State too. But yeah, like XA, he like real quiet. I mean, we already got one running back committed. So is it like a necessity we take to, or if we don't get Byron Lewis? Because I know there's that boy. What's his name? Knight from Tennessee. Shields.
Knight. Yeah, Shields.
That's the guy Coach Merritt likes a lot. You know, they like him because he's a big back. So I'm not a fan, but
me neither.
I don't get paid that money
to make these decisions. Right? I tell you what, put me down for UM. I think it might be a little bit of a surprise, pleasant surprise in that way. We need to balance it. So I would always want to try to take. You know, especially where Mario, like, he kind of favors the bigger backs. But I'd like to always have a kind of a bigger back and then a bit more of, like, an all-purpose back. Like,
we took one last year, right?
Oh, we took
what's that?
We did. We took three last year. So, two this year will be five in the last 2 years. Yeah, that makes sense though, because Fletcher gonna be a junior next year.
Right, exactly. I'm about saying if he has a good year,
they might be gone. Then you just got Chris Johnson.
Exactly. So, yeah. I'd be looking to bring two backs every year first.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So put me down for UM kind of as a shocker. I don't think like X said, I really ain't heard nothing about his recruitment really at all. I'd be forgetting about the kid because it's pretty quiet around that camp. But I'm putting UM down. Who you got, me?
Wait, put me down for, since we just broke it down, put me down for Miami, too.
I'm going to do UM. All right, X, what'd you say?
I think I'm going to drive up to Heritage tomorrow, man, to see if
fine. I can. Well, we're going to put X for Absentee Valley right now. He's going to just mail his in. He don't want to reveal just yet. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Anyways, man, that's all we got for y'all today, man. We just wanted to get in touch with the people, man. Continue to give you guys content. I told you as we got closer to the season, we're going to definitely hit our stride and get more consistent. Be here with you all. Look for us to do more spaces as well. We appreciate y'all pulling up for those. I will be there. Just had some conflicts with the last couple, but look for us to pull up. We'll announce those via the Twitter. So make sure you follow us if you're not already. It's 26 Degrees Pod on Twitter. Hit us up there. We'll announce from there. And you guys pull up, kick it with us, ask questions, and just talk some ball, man. You listen to this, you're a Miami football geek like us. So pull on up, man. Kick it with your people. And with that, we up out of here. Peace.
Peace. All right, peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.